Hi, I'm Cherise Scott, creator and founder of Mumbai Domain, a culinary blog and food podcast. When I left Mumbai 24 years ago, I never imagined that one day Maine would be my home. I knew I had to find a portal to somehow share my passion for Indian cuisine and tie it to my deep love for Maine's rich and dynamic food scene. So I created this podcast to bring you some of Maine's most captivating, thought-provoking, and inspiring food stories. Let's take a listen to Susan Axelrod. As food and special projects editor at Maine Magazine, Susan and I discuss some of the most compelling food stories she's covered over the years. Our discussion on aquaculture sheds light on Atlantic Sea Farms, the first commercially viable seaweed farm in the country, and its delicious sea kelp salads.
The advantage to eating this kelp and making, and there you can buy the frozen, ready-cut kelp and make it into your own seaweed salad with just a few ingredients. I made it last night, actually, and it's absolutely delicious.
What did you do with it? Tell me how you treated it.
Well, you just thaw the packages. There's three 4-ounce packages in each box, and so I made the whole thing because I knew that we would eat it all. And you add rice wine vinegar, a little sesame oil, some sesame seeds, a little bit of sriracha, and some chopped up cucumber.
That sounds delicious.
And it's so good. It's a normal color green. It's not that weird, iridescent, bright, scary green that doesn't occur naturally in nature. and it's so, so good for you.
Find out what's the latest in food science innovation with Rob Dumas, University of Maine's Food Science Innovation Coordinator. Rob has a fascinating food journey, one that took him to the White House kitchen, the Obama's residence in Chicago, and to Rio de Janeiro, where he handcrafted the perfect martini for Obama himself.
I had been trained or instructed when you make a martini, and the way he liked them was really well shaken until you had this kind of like crispy kind of layer of ice when you pour it into a chilled glass. And on a hot evening like that, I gave him his martini, took a sip of it, and he reached back and kind of slapped me on the back and was like, "That is the best martini." And he was just in a really good mood, and it was just a really neat and memorable moment, you know. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm not much of a bartender though, so don't ask me. I'd be more comfortable bringing you cinnamon rolls than martinis.
Have you ever wondered what's the difference between a chocolatier and a chocolate maker? Then take a listen to Kate McLear, co-founder of Bixby & Company, one of Maine's most innovative chocolatiers and chocolate makers based in Rockland. Find out how Kate and her mother Donna launched this progressive candy company with a conscience and recently launched Maine's only organic bean-to-bar chocolate bars.
I love the whimsy and joy that chocolate brings to not only my life, but, you know, the people who eat our chocolate's lives. I guess I'm sort of like, I more identify as Wilhelmina Wonka. But yes, I love chocolate. It's a magical food and magical ingredient. And so I think that it's been a wonderful journey on, you know, creating our chocolate company.
Did you know that one of the world's best food tours, Maine Food for Thought, is based right in Portland, Maine? Join co-founders Sarah and Bryce Hawk as they talk us through every thoughtful and handcrafted dish featured on the tour. From Food Network's Chopped winner Chef Matt Ginn's Mediterranean take on Maine's humble potato, to one of the world's best pesto makers, Chef Paolo Laboa at Solo Italiano.
It's a credit to Paolo. It's a family recipe. As the case with many Italian recipes, they're handed down from generation to generation within a family, and same holds true here. And it took Paolo literally 30 years of tweaking the ingredients with that dish His mother gave him a full stamp of approval and said, "Son, you've got it." And as he says, even to this day, it still gives him goosebumps when he thinks back to that moment. It's one of the highlight moments of his professional life.
I'm excited to take a deep dive into Maine's food story, past, present, and future. So join me as I take you on a culinary journey with Maine's formidable tastemakers, entrepreneurs, and innovators with this bicentennial food series, sponsored by Eat Maine. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and share on social media.